This is Only a Game. I'm Craig Calcaterra. Valentino Dixon grew up playing basketball and football, but he didn't play golf. He says the mere mention of that sport in his neighborhood would get you shot. But for the past 20 years, Dixon has visited golf courses, if only in his imagination. Only a Game's Gary Wallach explains.
Valentino Dixon is an artist.
I learned to draw when I was about 3 years old.
His early drawings were mostly of cartoon characters and Disney figures, but they weren't an escape from the tough East Buffalo neighborhood where he lived.
Well, not at the time. It became an escape for me later on in life.
Dixon attended a school for the arts when he was a teen, but he started hanging out with drug dealers. When he was a bit older, he dealt cocaine to support his baby daughter. He often carried a gun. He was out on bail for possession charges on the night of August 10th, 1991.
I was hanging out at a fast food restaurant.
It was a popular night hangout spot, and there was a melee.
That's journalist Max Adler. He says there were about 70 teenagers at the restaurant that night.
There was a fist fight that turned into a gunfight.
Shots rang out, and I took off, jumped in my car, pulled away.
He fled, didn't want to have anything to do with this. There were four people shot, one of whom, Toriano Jackson, was 17 years old. He died.
Shortly thereafter, I was pulled over, taken in for questioning.
And what did the cops ask you then?
They asked me, was I at the scene of the crime, which I told them yes. Next thing you know, I'm being charged with murder.
Dixon couldn't believe what he was hearing, but he felt eyewitness accounts would clear him.
There were dozens of witnesses, all of whom gave conflicting accounts of what happened.
According to Adler, seven eyewitnesses insisted that Dixon had not committed the crime. And just 2 days after the shooting, a man named Lamar Scott confessed to the murder. And yet, the prosecution of Valentino Dixon proceeded.
Nobody wanted to admit that a mistake was made. It came down to embarrassment. It came down to egos. The culture was that, you know, we're not going to say that we made a mistake here. Anybody that know me know that I was never capable of what they accused me of. And that's what hurt me to the core. You know, why would you accuse me of this? And then when you realize that I didn't do it, why would you ignore that you made a mistake? I mean, that's like the worst thing in the world that you can blame a person for is murder. Like, come on, it don't get no worse than that.
The case went to trial in 1992. Dixon hoped the discovery process would clear his name, but...
Next thing you know, the prosecutor's charging two of the witnesses with perjury before trial for stating that I did not commit the crime. He charged them with perjury.
Again, Max Adler.
And then this made other witnesses afraid of coming forward. Instead of just kind of letting a jury have all the facts and letting them sort it out, the prosecutor very vindictively selected who could testify, and that was only the people who agreed with his version of the story.
A good attorney would have been able to protect his client, but Dixon's public defender, who had only visited him once in the 10 months leading up to the trial, was anything but that.
Trial begun. The lawyer didn't even give an opening argument. He waived his opening argument. And then he didn't call any witnesses, not one witness to the stand. He didn't even introduce one exhibit during trial. The jury found me guilty, gave me 38 years.
38 and a half years to life, to be precise. In 1992, at the age of 21, Valentino Dixon went to Attica, the infamous maximum security prison in western New York State.
For the first 7 years, I was such in a state of depression. You know, I didn't have no drive or no determination when it came to anything positive.
Valentino learned what he could about the law at the prison library. He kept a meticulous list of the mistakes that had been made in his trial. He filed an appeal.
This same judge, when we filed a post-conviction motion, said that I received a fair trial.
Adler says Valentino's family was still fighting for him.
His father did all he could to take the investigation into his own hands, and, you know, attorneys would sort of take his money and then not really do anything. It became his nightmare.
Dixon was despondent. But then he received a package from an uncle.
He sent me some colored pencils and some paper. I kind of tossed them into the corner of the cell, you know, and he kept saying, hey, when are you going to use the pencils? And finally, I just came around and I says, all right, let me see what I can do. And, you know, I started drawing. I was drawing everything from African art, abstract art, landscapes, animals, you name it. Once I picked up the pencils, I wouldn't stop.
Dixon drew every day. In 2010, his drawings got the attention of the warden.
One day he says, "Dixon, you think you can draw my favorite golf course?" I said, yeah, I'll draw for you. It's no more than a landscape and a flag, so why not?
The warden brought in a photo.
It was Augusta, I believe it was a 12-hole. I drew it for him. He loved it.
A cellmate told him he should draw some more golf courses.
I said, "What am I going to draw golf courses for? What are you talking about?" He says, "I think you can do good drawing golf courses." For whatever reason, he planted the seed. And I started drawing golf courses. It was the strangest thing in the world.
Strange because Valentino Dixon had never even set foot on a golf course. So he collected golf magazines and drew the pictures he saw in them. But he didn't just look at the photos.
I started reading the columns. And I came across Max's column, "Golf Saved My Life."
That was the name of a monthly Golf Digest column Max Adler co-authored.
In which we chronicled the ways people use the game to get through a hard thing that they were going through in their life.
I had friends that committed suicide in prison. You know, you can be strong today and tomorrow you can be like, "You know what, I got 20 years and I'm ending this. I can't do no more time." And I felt like at that point, I was on borrowed time and golf was saving my life.
Then, one day, in December 2011, Max Adler went to his office at Golf Digest.
And in my inbox was a little letter postmarked from Attica Correctional Facility, and inside was an amazing letter from Valentino.
In the letter, Dixon explained what had happened to him. He said he was innocent. And there was something else in the envelope, a tiny drawing.
It was a golf green surrounded by trees in autumn foliage, and it was just painstakingly rendered in layers upon layers of colored pencil to achieve a very vivid, rich color that's almost like painting. A tranquil image of grass and skies and tree, water. It was just as far away from his cell as you could possibly get.
Adler visited Dixon in early 2012. At first, he thought the story was about Dixon's art, not about his innocence.
I entered Attica that day with some serious doubts and questions about this story that he had told me. And sitting in the same room with him, he really spilled his heart out to me, told me everything he could about his life and his case over the course of a few hours. And I left there convinced that a real injustice had been done and that I was going to try to do everything I could to tell the story.
Adler pored over thousands of legal documents. In July of 2012, the story appeared in Golf Digest.
It was a first-person piece written by Valentino Dixon, ghostwritten by me, which really just explained the peace and tranquility that he found in the look of this sport. And then attached to that was a much longer piece that investigated his case and showed that it was a pretty clear instance of local officials seizing the moment to railroad a young guy with a criminal background into prison for a crime he didn't commit.
Major news outlets became interested, and that wasn't all.
Golf Digest is really what led us to discover it.
That's Georgetown government and law professor Mark Howard. He's the director of Georgetown's Prisons and Justice Initiative. In January of 2018, Howard presented Dixon's case at Georgetown in a class called Making an Exoneree. Three undergrad students went to work.
And they actually visited him in prison, and they made a trip to Buffalo also, where they went to the crime scene, where they interviewed the original prosecutor, interviewed a number of witnesses and met his whole family, interviewed the current DA. So they really did an incredibly thorough job and became more and more convinced that Valentino was 100% innocent.
The current DA, Erie County Prosecutor John Flynn, promised he would thoroughly review the case. On September 19th, 2018, Valentino Dixon got his first real day in court. That day, he walked into court wearing shackles. He walked out a free man. On the day of his release, there was a party. Mark Howard, Max Adler, and many of Dixon's family members and friends joined him at the restaurant he'd seen in ads for decades on prison televisions.
We went to Red Lobster. I had never ate lobster before. So while I was in prison, that was like a dream, like a fantasy to me, for me to eat lobster.
Dixon says he's not bitter about the 27 years he spent in prison, but he says that if his drawing had not captured the attention of Max Adler, he'd still be sitting in jail.
I'm glad it worked, because I'll be honest with you, at one point I felt like, you know, the only way I could get out is through my artwork. So I said, well, maybe I can draw myself out of jail. And who could have predicted that?
He also says those who wrongfully convicted him should be embarrassed.
Well, yes, extremely embarrassed, because the law states that the prosecutor has a duty and an obligation to seek the truth, not just a conviction.
Mark Howard estimates that among this country's 2.3 million people in prison, 3 to 5% have been wrongfully convicted. That's about 100,000 people. Dixon says every American, not just African-American kids from tough Buffalo neighborhoods, should find that disturbing.
Yeah, because it could happen to you or a loved one. It could happen to a family member. You know, this is why it's so serious.
In the 7 weeks since his release, Dixon has been doing speaking engagements to advocate for criminal justice reform. But he's also been catching up on some fun, like making breakfast for his mom and his grandmother. And next week, he'll be in Mexico with Max Adler to play golf for the very first time.
I don't care how I do. This is going to be a wonderful moment, and I'm enjoying myself. What is a good score? 68. If I did 10 times worse than that, I'm still going to be happy just to be there. My score is 680, and I'll still be happy.
Only a Game's Gary Wallach brought us that story. We'll have a link to some of the 1,500 drawings Valentino Dixon made in prison at onlyagame.org.